The following program is part of the Inner Circle Podcasting Group. Go to innercirclecomics.com for more high-quality podcasts.
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
Hey, listen, nerds. It's time for another Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
Welcome to the THN Answer of the Week, kids. My name is Matt Baum. I'm one of the hosts of the Two-Headed Nerd comic book podcast. Across from me is my good friend, internet famous, Joe Patrick. Say hello, Joey.
Chin chin.
Chin chin. It's Trio Negro time here in the ziggurat, and that means we're going to sit back, have a couple drinks, and listen to you guys answer the question of the week. Here's how it works. Every week, Joe Patrick posts the question of the week on the Two-Headed Nerd forums. We also announce it on this little show called the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast, and then you can call us at...
You've probably never heard of it.
Probably not. There's no reason to listen to it. You can call us at the Ziggurat Hotline, 402-819-4894, and you can leave us a message with your answer, or you can send us an MP3 to twoheadednerd@gmail.com with your answer. All we ask is it's 2 minutes or less, and it pertains to the question, you know, in some form or another.
All that we ask is that you answer the question.
So let's get into it. But before we do, Joe Patrick, what did we ask these nerds this week?
Look, I can't be bothered to really look it up.
I can't be bothered to remember.
This week's question was essentially, now that Marvel has almost fully unveiled the titles from all new, all different Marvel, which announcement has you the most lathered up?
All right. What are you excited for? What's pissing you off? Let's hear about it.
Oh, yeah. Like, are you... Oh, that was part of it. Are you mad?
Are you happy? Are you sad?
We're just talking it out. We're basically talking it out. All new, all different Marvel. How do you feel about it? What's got you excited? What's got you pissed?
We're all on the couch together. Let's have some therapy. Let's start with our man, Master of Coin, Stephen Fino. He's got an all new, all different answer. Off to a good start.
Stephen Fino.
Hello again.
Stephen
this is
Fino.
The all new, all different Lord Stephen, Master of Coin, having returned from my vacation in scenic battle world to answer the question of the week.
I kind
of
miss the old
so
Stephen.
So, my thoughts on the new Marvel Universe? I guess. I don't know, really. Nothing about this excites me. There are books I'm interested in, and I'm going to be picking them up, but nothing really thrills me. It just sort of gives me the same feeling I had with DC's recent batch of books. There are books that I guess I'm interested in, but there's nothing that gets me particularly excited. I'm just sort of meh on the whole concept. I don't really have much to say about it other than the fact that I just don't really feel much to get excited about. So, some quick things I've noticed about some of the books before I head out. First off, based on the cover of New Avengers, it seems that the legalization of gay marriage has somehow caused Wiccan and Hulkling to double in size, as if they're gathering power from some sort of gay force. Old Man Logan from Lemire and Sorrentino, I suppose I'm interested, but I don't really get the point of taking this version of Wolverine and putting him in the main Marvel Universe. It just seems to miss what was interesting about the concept in the first place. Guardians of the Galaxy, still written by Bendis. Who do I have to murder, blow, blackmail, extort, torture, etc. to get a new creative team on this book? So yeah, all new Marvel. See ya.
Stephen Fino. Couldn't really give a crap, I guess.
Hey, that's fine.
I get it. And I get it. We've talked about event fatigue in the past, and it comes up all the time.
Yeah.
And I will say that this moves into almost a change fatigue.
Relaunch fatigue.
Yeah, relaunch fatigue. And I get it. I get where he's coming from. And that's fair. He's fair to have those feelings. It's okay for him to have those feelings.
I totally agree with his point about Old Man Logan, though I am, you know, happy to read that book. It does kind of remove the entire point.
Yeah.
To take him out of his dystopian future and just place him in the normal Marvel, like, just bring back Wolverine.
Right.
If that's what you want, just bring back Wolverine. I guess there's the added wrinkle that this version of Wolverine murdered all of his friends who are in this universe still alive.
I guess. I don't know. We'll see. It could be interesting. I do love his point about Hulkling and Wiccan, who are suddenly 25. I don't know what's going on there. And we'll certainly see. I am glad to see the Orca still around. I thought for sure after that last call, he was off to Fire Island to discover a whole new lifestyle. So
that's right. He did. Yeah. Last week, he did discover some things about himself.
Big time.
Secure all animals in the zoo. It's time for the ludicrous speed round, orca style.
Oh, shit.
Go. Ian Bendis, meh, skim it. A-Force, I wish Quesada would dump that chick from the view and stop stuffing this down our throats just to get laid. Leave it. Avengers and Ultimates titles look like they just fired names out of their butts at random. Leave them. Doctor Strange, in Jason we trust. First buy it. Captain Marvel by Tara Butters, I think I've seen a few of her movies. Tara Butters her ass. Tara Butters her taint. Tara Butters her... Leave it. Sam Wilson.
That is not
hashtag,
okay.
Not my cap. Hulk. Hashtag creative, not my Hulk. Thor. This is where I hate the relaunch BS. This should just be number 9 or whatever. Skim it. Scarlet Witch. Another chick book. Yawn. Leave it.
Wow.
Miss Marvel. Easiest way to F up a good book. Cram the Inhumans chicken. Illuminati.
Miss Marvel was already
now
in
we're
Inhumans.
Talking. Great character plus Uzis. Buy it. Hawkeye. All in. That's old man Hawkeye, right? Buy it. Most excited about this one. Contest of Champions? Please don't blow this, guys. Cover looks like this is what Battle World should have been. Skim it. Vegas Spidey? Pass. Total suckage. Next, they're going to split him in two. The red Spidey and the blue Spidey. Leave it. Carnage? Don't be a mini. This looks cool. Buy it. Spider-Woman? Marvel's Women's Lib Phase 2. Let's knock one of them up. Leave it. Spider-Man makes me wish Peter dies in Secret Wars. Best Spidey available. Buy it. Spider-Gwen and Silk? Garbage. Make them topless lesbians. I might check it out. Leave it. Web Warriors? Really? F*** off. Leave it. Daredevil? All in. That creative team could sell me on Web Warriors. Well, not really. But Daredevil? Buy it. Guardians of the Galaxy. Wait. So they swapped Kitty Pryde and Joe Patrick for Chris Pratt? Sorry, Joe. Leave it. Drax, CM Punk, IFC. Please be as good as this sounds. Buy it. Nova. Is he butt-fucking the kid on the cover?
No.
So, buy
Orca.
It. Uncanny Inhumans? Only if Soul makes her control her pubes all cool-like. Skim it. Karnak? Maybe if I thought it would last more than 4 issues. Best and worst part of Ellis is his drug-fueled ADHD. Skim it. X-Men books? Best way to screw Fox? Greg Land. Leave him.
Yeah. There was a little bit of everything in there.
None of that was okay. None of that was okay. And I am sincerely very deeply sorry.
He is entitled to his opinion. And he has one.
That's,
and that is why we love him.
That is...
We neither condone...
Yeah, no.
Nor,
we definitely don't condone.
Nor share the same opinions, but he's welcome to share it here. Thank you for your call, sir. I admit I had the same exact reaction to the Nova cover where I was like, what the hell?
They're father and son, you perverts.
It does. Tell me it doesn't look a little weird.
I don't have it in front of me.
It looks a little weird. Thank you very much, the Orca, for your call. Let's move on to the Google voice line.
Hey guys, Carl Smith here calling in about the Marvel soft reboot or whatever they want to call it. I am actually not excited for anything coming out post Secret Wars. And that's not a snarky, you know, screw yourself, Marvel and your big two corporate comic structure. This is more just, I looked at it and there was nothing that made me want to add anything to my profile. I think there's things that sound kind of interesting, but they're books that I don't normally read or care about anyway. So maybe some trade waiting and just maybe some splurge buying on some Wednesdays. But if anything, it just seems like more of the type of comic that I'm not into at the moment. If I had to pick one of the new developments that I thought was most interesting was the inclusion of Red Wolf back into their lineup. It was a kind of a, I want to say pulpy, but it really wasn't because the 70s weren't really pulp time, but it was just kind of a pulpy adventure book, adventure character that doesn't seem like it should work in the year 2015, but depending on how they handle it, it could be kind of a fun adventure tale. And I'd like to see what they do with him more than anything. So I hope that the new Spider-Man's good. I like how Dan Slott continues to change it up. But, again, I'm not a big Spider guy, and I don't usually buy that book anyway, even when it's roaring along to universal acclaim. So it'll just be interesting to see what develops. So it'll be neat to see what's next for Marvel, but nothing ended up on my pull file. Thanks, guys.
The hell was that noise?
I don't know.
Like a robot ate Carl Smith.
No.
Oh, my God. I'm with him. I think Red Wolf looks really interesting.
It's cool. I mean, yeah. I don't know. He was in 1872, but I mean, you figure if he was in the teaser, he's probably got a bigger role than that.
Right. Danny calls us in. I have a feeling he might be a little more excited than Carl. Carl's an old guy like us. He gets grumpy. I get it. I totally get it.
I will say that Carl's response was measured in the sense that, like, look, it's not necessarily for me, but if there's anything, I'm cool to see more about Red Wolf.
Yeah, I am too.
Hey guys, it's Danny calling in for the answer of the week. I don't know about this new Marvel reboot. I'm not sure. It just doesn't seem like the titles really excite me at all. Marvel had so many good things going, like all new X-Men, Amazing X-Men, pretty much anything X-Men. They had a good Avengers title going, and I just don't want to see it start over. It was kind of weird when I learned that whatever I loved was kind of going away with Marvel. I don't know. I'm kind of scared, but that's my answer of the week, guys. Sorry. Bye.
Danny, you're young, and I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but if you read comics for more than, I don't know, let's say 2 years at a time, the things that you love will inevitably go away.
Yeah, unfortunately, none of it sticks around for too long.
Speaking as somebody whose favorite comic book of all time is all about old stuff going away.
It's true.
But the good news is a bunch of that stuff's coming back. All new X-Men's going to still be around.
Yeah.
Same premise, essentially. It's the time travel guys.
Different creators, but it's going to be around.
All new X-Men by Dennis Hopeless and Mark Bagley.
Oh.
And I really enjoy Dennis Hopeless, especially he has done some great stuff with team characters.
He has. He definitely has. I think that'll be great. Let's go to Randy Andrews. He's a glass half full guy. He's an optimist. He's going to be excited.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews emailing in for the question of the week.
I feel like he's contacting me
telepathically. I'm really excited for those changes Marvel is making. I like the direction they're taking with Spider-Man. I'm interested in seeing X-23 become the new Wolverine. And I'm thinking that the new Avengers will be something to get into the trade. All in all, it will be a nice change and give us new stories. Also, X-Men might be better as a book. As one, not as many books. That's my answer this week, guys. Hope you like it. Check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.net. And my music this week is the Avengers theme from the original Avengers. Bye for now.
Last week was Ultron. This week we'll get the original Avengers.
Randy, that was very well done.
That was very well recorded.
Very succinct.
I would say take your music level down just a little bit. Listen, a little bit.
We have knobs too. You could have turned it down.
No, I can't change his music level.
But you can still turn it, the volume.
I could turn
down.
The whole volume down, but that's going to take his voice down too.
People would have gotten the gist of it, man.
I'm just saying. I can't control it. If he sends me two separate tracks, then I can do that. Randy's excited.
Great.
He's pumped up. I told you he would be. That guy, he's an optimist. I like that about him.
He thinks there should only be one X-Men book. Is that what I heard?
He said there's going to be less X-Men books, but I don't think that's true.
Oh, well.
I think there's going to be three.
I think that it might seem like less at the very beginning and then quickly spiral out of control, just like always.
Don't worry about that. My boy D hits us. I bet he's excited, too. I bet D's excited.
Well, I don't know, man.
How's it going, guys? D here, answering your question of the week. I hope I made it in time. All new, all different Marvel.
You did,
how do
buddy.
I feel about that? I am like conflicted on so many freaking levels. It's crazy. Like, they're making it all story based, which is cool, which is better than what DC did. So like, they're keeping it all story based. They're not just flipping it on you. Like, hey, Flashpoint is over. It's gonna switch everything up. They're actually like making a story out of this whole freaking change. But this is like, what, the fourth change? in like 4 years. Now they're calling everything seasons. It's kind of annoying. And like all the characters are made for you to like them. Like no characters are out of the ordinary. They're just, they're all likable and lovable. And hey, we're so cool. Let's all have fun. It's kind of boring, to be truly honest with you. It's boring as hell. I know, like, none of this has came out yet, and I haven't read any of it, but the stuff I've been reading so far, the Battle World, Secret War, stuff prior to that, is just kind of boring. Spider-Man was pretty good. Some of the X-Men stuff was pretty good until Bobby Drake became gay for some weird damn reason.
Well, only but past, yeah,
that's
Bobby.
My answer. I don't know what I feel. I feel very conflicted. I got feelings all over, and it's like, things are touching me in places I don't want them to touch me.
Whoa.
And no, I will not show you on a doll where it's touching me. So that's my answer. Take it easy.
D, you're not alone, man. Okay. There's other survivors out there. There's people you can talk to. Okay, man. Seriously, you're not alone. Okay. So I was wrong. D's worried. He's totally worried. And I think this goes back to what we were saying. Change fatigue. There's been a lot of shakeups in the Marvel U.
That's kind of the thing about all new, all different Marvel. They are not necessarily doing this for us.
Right.
They're trying to create interest in people that extend beyond their traditional audience.
Yes, they're not trying to sell comics to 100,000 of us. They're trying to sell comics to millions of us.
And as fans of the medium and Marvel Comics, we need to be okay with them going in a different direction, even if that means maybe we don't read that particular X-Men book or whatever.
Well, but that also doesn't mean they can't take care of us, too. I think there's ways to do both.
It's true, but there's also so many spaces on the rack and so much money to go around to make these books that they've got to call their shot in the best way they can.
Right, which is why I'm not getting my new Alpha Flight book, you know?
Sure, exactly. That's why we're not getting a New Warriors Volume 5 hot on the heels of the failure of New Warriors Volume 4.
Exactly.
If it was all about Joe, the racks would be totally different.
Yeah, be all Ghost Rider all the time.
Yeah,
Midnight Suns.
Only the Danny Ketch
Scourge one, like full
Scourge. I do love Scourge.
I know you do. It's so weird. Let's go to Tim Benson. It's nice to have him back. Tim, new full-time caller. We love you, buddy. Oh, come on. This is pandering.
So this week, we look at the new Marvel preview catalog. All new, all different, free preview. So I thought, you know, for my impressions of this, I'm going to have to go through page by page and just tell you what I think about each one.
All right.
So,
Don't do that.
Page one, Daredevil, number one, Charles Soule, Ron Garney. So Charles Soule, he's awesome, I guess. And now he's writing a ton of stuff at Marvel. Lando, which seems pretty cool. Did a bunch of Superman stuff, Wolverine stuff. I'm in. You know, he's done some good books. And, you know, Mark Waid, his run on Daredevil had to end eventually. So, next writer up. I think this will be fun. He's excited to do it as well. So, and then Ron Garney.
Love Ron Garney.
Not a lot of experience with him in the past, but he did a couple issues of Daredevil, an annual. Issue 304, which was a good kind of one-shot issue. Great cover to that one. Kind of a classic DD pose. But the bigger question is this guy with a stick. So, I'm sorry, it's not Gambit, right? I mean, just look at him. He looks like a scarecrow. It's I'm thinking Wizard of Oz crossover.
It's the son of Stick, probably.
But I'll reserve that until I see it. But they have confirmed it's not Gambit. And you know what? Even if it was Gambit, we'll see. You know, I'm fine with people taking risks and trying new things.
Give it to me. I'm ready.
And I'm excited for this new Daredevil series. Emblem on the chest, kind of new. So we'll see if they put out a new logo for the book as well. He's got a stick. He's in red. And that's really all I'm looking for. Otherwise, I'll give everything a shot. And that was the end of the catalog. So I'm in. I like it. All new, all different. Free Marvel previews had one awesome page.
That's it.
He's excited about Daredevil and Daredevil only.
Here's something you need to realize about Tim Benson. He is the biggest Daredevil fan.
I am also the biggest Daredevil fan.
None of the other books really matter.
Fair enough.
So
that's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But I agree. My gut, of course, says, oh, because I am sorry to see Wade and Somni's run end, but of course it had to happen.
Such is the nature of comics.
Such is the nature of comics. And also it seems I mean, I know we're judging off of one promo image, but it seems like a return to classic Daredevil type in the sense that it is very intense.
Okay.
It looks very intense and very, maybe dark's not the right word, but a little less bright.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Maybe dark's not the word, but a little less bright.
I know. I mean, those aren't the words necessarily that I mean, but.
No, I gotcha.
You know what I mean.
He's going back to New York.
There's a tonal shift.
It is a return back to New York, and in such, it's going to be darker in tone and not as, you know, Mark Wade as it was.
And they have revealed that he will be switching sides, as it were, in the courtroom and joining the district attorney's office, which they will really have to explain because they made a huge point of the fact that he will never practice law in New York again.
Yeah, but characters come back from the dead all the time, so I'm sure they can figure out a way to do that.
I mean, maybe he's not Matt maybe he's got a
Mike
secret identity.
Mike Murdock!
Maybe he's...
Oh my God!
Maybe he's Matt Murdock pretending to be Daredevil, pretending to be somebody else.
Mikey Murdock is back.
Ooh.
You heard it here first. There we go.
Bang.
We don't have time for this, though. You know what time it is? It's Toots time!
It's Toots time! All right, guys, I'd love to talk about this new Marvel stuff. I've flipped through the catalog and seen all the cool artwork there. And I got to tell you, I'm most excited for the Squadron Supreme. That looks really rad.
It does look good.
I dig Scarlet Witch's new outfit. I've already mentioned that I love that the Thing is on the Guardians of the Galaxy. I love Frank Cho, but I don't know what to think of this faux hawk Hulk. And, hey, we need to address Spider-Woman because, she's positioned in such a way that's so, weird and like unnatural because you get a profile of her pregnant belly, but then her top half is twisted so you can see both of her milk fat. I think that's really bad. It's really bad. It's like the Milo Manara drawing where she's all twisted. Oh, wait a minute. Last time I was at Legend, we looked up Spider-Woman's power set, and it turns out that she can contort and turn her body into weird, unnatural positions. That's part of her power set. Huh. So I guess I shouldn't be upset about this picture, and people shouldn't be upset about the Milo Manara cover.
Hey-o. Huh.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up. Anyways, I still hate Spider-Woman's professional skeet shooting glasses. What the hell are those
for?
Yeah,
they're kind
Anyways,
weird.
Guys, that was fun. Enjoy your new Marvel comics, everybody, because I won't be buying them.
Well, I really feel like we're going to have to edit out the last half of that
Dude's
call.
An angry young man.
You guys, you have got to tone it down.
I disagree.
Honestly.
Say whatever you want. You're safe here. It's your opinions, not ours. It's not our opinions. We neither.
You tacitly endorse them by allowing them on the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to allow them on the podcast. They're allowed to say what they want. And if they want to, they identify themselves. You can find them easily. If you want to take argument with them, you know where they're at. Go get them. That's fine. We're just giving them a place to voice their opinions.
If you think that people's problem with the Milo Manara cover have anything to do with the impossibility of the pose, you are not paying attention.
No, I agree. I agree with that statement. Totally.
Thank you.
I just want to see who knocks her up. I'm curious. Who knocks her up? Call your shot?
No.
No?
No. I don't know.
Hawkeye.
Oh, I don't think so.
Hawkeye. They've romanced before.
Yeah, but that was a while ago.
Yeah, who knows? Was it 9 months ago? I bet it's Hawkeye's baby. I bet it's Hawkeye's baby. I'm saying it.
You are all a tremendous disappointment
to me. Let's go back to the voicemail.
Hello, dual-headed nerds. This is Doc Flux from Peter Comics. Got home from an appointment and realized I had 10 minutes to get a phone call in. Can't do an MP3 this time. I know.
No sweat.
Gonna use my crappy phone. But I did want to get in on this one because I wanted to say resoundingly that Marvel is killing it. Everything Marvel has been doing, the Secret Wars, has been amazing. The majority of their titles have been way better than average, if not great. And going into these new books, I have complete confidence. They put Charles Soule on Daredevil, so all goods in the hood there. They've got, now, even though they've dismantled the Fantastic Four, and of course there's a little sadness that comes along with that, I have confidence that they're going to do interesting, cool things with those characters in different teams. Same with the X-Men, they're kind of dispersing them. You know, I don't know at the moment, like, who's doing exactly what, because I haven't sat down and read all the oncoming books, but if it's anything like what they've been doing for Secret Wars, they just need to continue on this path, and I will be completely engaged. They are doing everything right, whereas certain other companies have done the opposite of that, but I'm not here to crap talk said company. Just going to say that Marvel is, they're awesome. It's great. I am one of the current Mary Marvel Marching Society.
Nice.
If that even exists anymore. if it doesn't, it really should.
Okay. Nice.
All right. I'm out of breath. Glad I got my call in. I think that was under 2 minutes. There you have it. This is Doc Fuck, Theater Comics. I give Marvel my full approval. Take it easy, guys.
Doc Flux is thrilled.
He's excited.
He's thrilled.
In fact, I think he is. Randy, I suppose, did as well. But I think Doc Flux is the only color so far.
Yeah.
To just say, you know what? Yes, I am excited about all of this.
Trust these guys 100%. I'm in.
It doesn't necessarily mean he's excited about every single book. No. But he thinks that on the whole, this seems like a really great direction for Marvel to go in. And I have to say, I kind of agree.
I like his optimism.
I like his optimism, too.
I do. We'll get into us in a minute here. Let's get to our final call first from Seattle, Washington. Pretty sure I know who this is.
No, you don't.
Whatever. You got to change that stupid message. You know what it's regarding. You should introduce yourself first. I'm Jason Sack.
Yep.
Daniel Elkin. I'm Chase Magnus. We're sitting outside in the beautiful San Diego Bay at San Diego Comic Con.
Oh, you jerks.
I wasn't nominated for an Eisner. Why didn't you exercise some bull on this, guys? Come on. Bullshit. Beat. Oh, by the way, we've come to a conclusion about this week's answer, and we all agree that the answer is Thor. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. By the way, my impression is read some Black Mask comics.
Oh my god, Black Mask comics is so good. Like, everything you do is great.
Right?
I can't even understand these drunkards.
Oh my god, you can never go cold.
So good. So good.
Oh. Yeah. Like, why the fuck are you guys talking about Marvel? Talk about Black Mask. Get it together.
I like Lobo, okay?
I don't really like it. And you guys can't see this. I'm giving Jason a very stern look right now.
What is Scott McDill writing for Marvel?
I don't know. Probably the Indian guy who's dressed in the most stereotypical costume in the world.
Thank you. We're the winners.
Thor.
I have no idea what that drunken gobbledygook was.
Those guys were super hammered. And they called late Friday night after the Eisner Awards.
Oh, good God.
Where they basically, well, Chase was drunk when he went to the Eisners. This I know. And they,
from what I understand, the Eisners are a drunker occasion than the Golden Globes.
Yeah, season. And he essentially snarked his way through the entire award ceremony. So to suss out any sort of content at all from that call, they are excited about the continuing adventures of Jane Foster as Thor, which is totally fair. That is an excellent book.
It is.
And for your information, we talk about Black Mask comics all the time.
Yeah, we do.
We review Black Mask comics. I gave a glowing review to a Black Mask comic like less than a month ago.
I reviewed a Black Mask comic on this week's show.
That's true, you did.
A Michael Morrissey one, and I really liked it. Morrissey. You got to get the...
You know, yeah, yeah. You have to put...
The emphasis.
On the right syllable. Yeah. But
we talk about Black Mask all the time. By the way, I work for those guys, so...
sort of.
In a roundabout way.
Listen, the reality is Black Mask just doesn't get the ratings.
It's true. And we're not talking about Black Mask. We're talking about Marvel. And we're not going to go into favorite call. I'm not going to do it because it was all opinions this week.
Yeah.
And all of your opinions are valid, correct, and right. And yours, not ours. yours.
Yeah.
See?
That does not fool anyone when you say stuff like that.
But we just disconnected ourselves.
When you laugh all the way through it and then put it on your podcast.
I can think it's funny.
Sure.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What are you excited for? Joe Patrick, what are you excited for?
You know, there's so much stuff. There's so much stuff coming from all new, all different Marvel. It seemed kind of hard to find just a complete list, but I should have known Wikipedia would have my back.
There you go.
I have had three relatively strong drinks.
For the sake of those who can't see what we're doing, I have as well. Completely sober.
I mean, I'm probably fine.
But you know what? Before we get into
But I tend to loosen up a little.
Before we get into what we're excited about, I want to address this change fatigue, if you will, or shakeup fatigue or whatever. I get where you guys are coming from, and I'm right there. I feel it too. And every time another event comes out, we all roll our eyes and go, okay, let's see what's going to happen here. But honestly, this has been going on for, God, since day one, honestly, DC and Marvel. This is what happens. It's part of comics. And you just kind of have to roll with it. You really do. And if you don't want to, there's plenty of other comics out there you'll never have to deal with this with. But in the Marvel and DC universe, change is a constant. It comes big, fast, and furious every few years because they have to do that stuff. And I get it. I'm not saying it's a good thing or it's a bad thing, but I will say, for the most part, I trust these creators. And I'm excited.
There's nobody I trust more with Drax the Destroyer than CM Punk.
I mean, come on. What are you kidding me? Who else could handle him better? I'm not saying like jump aboard, buy everything. I'm just saying.
Well, right.
Let's not worry until it's out.
The sky is not falling.
Yes. That's it.
Should we real quick, just very quickly run down the list of titles?
Sure. Sure. I like it.
You've got A-Force by G. Willow Wilson and Jorge Molina.
Which we already know is going to be fun.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is the current S.H.I.E.L.D. title rebranded. Written by Mark Guggenheim.
We'll see.
Rotating artists, I assume, because there's an unlisted. All new, all different Avengers by Mark Waid, Mahmoud Asrar, and Adam Kubert. They're going to trade off.
Not worried about that book at all.
No. All new Hawkeye, of course, coming back by Jeff Lemire and Ramon Perez.
Also not worried about that.
Uncanny Inhumans by Charles Soule and Stefano Caselli.
Very curious.
This listed as all new Inhumans, but I think it's still Uncanny Inhumans.
I think that's true.
All new Wolverine, which
although
is,
you know what, they may have changed the name with the all new whatever
they
Marvel
may have
stuff.
Whatever, it's fine. It directly continues from Uncanny Inhumans number zero. Yeah. I mean, it's oh wait, hold on. No. This lists Uncanny Inhumans by Charles Soule and Stephen Niven as a separate book. So that might be something I totally missed. A book called All New Inhumans. By Charles Soule and Stefano Caselli.
Oh.
I'm into that.
Okay.
I love Stefano Caselli.
And I really like Charles Soule Inhumans book that he's been writing. It's been fun.
All new Wolverine by Tom Taylor and David Lopez. X-23 graduating to the role of Wolverine because Logan is dead.
We'll see.
Sure.
I mean, I
like X-23.
I do too.
All new X-Men Volume 2, More of the Same by Dennis Hopeless and Mark Bagley. That's an exciting creative team that I enjoy. Amazing Spider-Man by Dan Slott and Giuseppe Camuncoli. We talked about it last week. Angela, Queen of Hell, which sounds great.
So I think she's going to replace
Hella.
Yeah.
Like Hell with one L.
Yeah.
By Marguerite Bennett, Kim Jacinto, and Stephanie Hans.
We both like Bennett. She's good.
I punched out of the Angela book.
Oh, I haven't. It's great.
I'm sure it is great. It's
great.
For time concerns only.
Okay.
But when they said it's being rebranded as Angela, Queen of Hell, I went, ooh, sounds cool. Astonishing Ant-Man. That's fun. By the existing creative team of Nick Spencer and Ramon Rosanas. Blade the Hunter, which we talked about on the main show this week by Tim Seeley and Logan Farber.
Super excited about that.
Captain Marvel getting relaunched again, which is great news because that book always seems like it is on the verge of cancellation.
Which is crazy for the amount of press that it got.
This is by Tara Butters and Michelle Fazakis. These are the showrunners of Agent Carter.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Art by Chris Anka. I think this sounds great because this is Captain Marvel essentially replacing S.W.O.R.D., S-word, S-period, right. As like the first line of defense orbiting Earth, protecting it from alien attacks.
Is
I think
it
that
little
sounds awesome.
Inhuman Ms. Marvel?
No, Captain Marvel.
Oh, Captain
Not
Marvel.
Ms. Marvel.
Okay.
Captain Marvel.
Sorry. I thought you said Ms. Marvel. Gotcha.
Carnage? I don't care.
Who is it, though?
Jerry Conway and Mike Perkins.
Like both those guys.
I love Mike Perkins. Jerry Conway is a classic creator.
Yeah.
Contest of Champions by Al Ewing and Paco Medina.
Curious.
It's tied into that video game, but it's also in continuity. It's got the Maestro in it. I'm not excited, but I'm not like against it. I'll read it. We'll see.
Very curious.
Daredevil as discussed by Charles Soule and Ron Garney.
We're going to love it.
Deadpool Returns by Jerry Duggan and Mike Hawthorne. Doctor Strange by Jason Aaron and Chris Bacalo.
Hands down the one I'm most excited
about. Like, to answer the question of the week, Doctor Strange is my number one.
Me too.
I want that book right this second.
Yeah, with a bullet. Number one.
Like, I didn't even have to think about it.
No.
Drax by CM Punk and Cullen Bunn.
Curious.
Who's doing the art? I am not sure. I'm sorry.
I think CM Punk is drawing that one.
No, he is not.
Pretty sure he is.
This is a fun new thing. Extraordinary X-Men by Jeff Lemire with Umberto Ramos on the art. This is vaguely Inhumans-esque. There's Terrigen Mist. Remember we did that rumor about the Terrigen Mist being poisonous?
Right.
They didn't confirm any of that, but they did say that the Inhumans and the X-Men are going to come together in a way that they've never really done before.
Weird.
This book's got Old Man Logan on the team.
Are we going to find out that the mutants are Inhumans?
I don't think so.
I hope not.
I hope not too.
That's
I don't,
dumb.
No, because they keep talking about the mutants and the Inhumans like they are two separate things.
I hope so.
This team has Old Man Logan on it, which is neat. Young Jean Grey, previously from All New X-Men, which is kind of strange.
Yeah.
I hope there's no weird, like, Old Man Logan, Young Jean Grey, like, him pining over her. That's kind of creepy. Because Logan is in love with Jean Grey.
You're disgusting.
You know, come on. You
make me sick.
Don't do it. I'm saying, Lemire, don't do it. This book also has Storm and Magic and I think Iceman and Colossus. It's a good team.
Yeah, it looks nuts.
Guardians of the Galaxy, of course, returning by Bendis and Valerio Schiti.
Shitty.
Yeah. This is the same Guardians of the Galaxy plus The Thing, which is neat. And I'm calling it Kitty Pryde.
Yeah.
As the kind of stand-in Star-Lord character. It's got to be Kitty Pryde.
Yeah, right? Of course.
But I mean, the second I saw what obviously is Kitty Pryde in Star-Lord's outfit, I was like,
very cool.
That's rad.
Yeah, very cool. And like, if we're going to dismantle the Fantastic Four, don't take my thing out of the like continuity. I need Ben Grimm in some comics.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and Johnny Storm's in one.
Yeah.
The only big question mark is where are Reed and Sue? Will they even survive Secret Wars? Yeah,
I'll be real honest. The only member of the Fantastic Four that I would totally miss would be The Thing.
Eh, kind of true.
Honestly.
Howard the Duck continuing with no real hiccup. It's just getting a new number one.
Nope, still around.
Howling Commandos of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Curious about this.
By one. Frank Barbieri and Brent Schoonover. This is basically the Legion of Monsters.
Yeah,
the
Legion of Monsters.
The Legion of Monsters as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. led by Dum Dum Dugan.
You were going to say the Creature Commandos, weren't you?
Well, I couldn't remember the name.
Yeah, totally different.
Right. Dum Dum Dugan, if you remember, was revealed to be an LMD.
Yes.
In Original Sin, and that the real Dum Dum Dugan died decades ago.
I really liked that storyline.
But Dum Dum Dugan is in this book. What if Dum Dum Dugan is undead?
I bet it's LMD Dum Dum.
I don't think so, dude.
I bet it is.
Why would they bother with that?
He's still around. He's doing stuff.
No, because at the end, like the Dum Dum LMD killed itself.
Oh,
and
that's
said,
right.
If you loved
that's
me.
That's right.
If you were ever my friend, you would not start me back up.
Yeah.
I am done with you, Nick Fury.
That's
it's
right.
over.
I forgot about that.
Now, that doesn't mean. I mean, it could happen.
Yeah. He's like, well, I don't like you that much, so stick around.
In Illuminati, which is it's a new Illuminati. This is written by Joshua Williamson. Yes, that Joshua Williamson. art by Sean Crystal. This is a different Illuminati of villains. It's the Hood and Titania and Thunderball. And there are a couple others who I am forgetting.
Thunderball.
Like Thunderball from the Wrecking
he's
Crew.
An idiot. What is he doing there?
Thunderball is a genius.
Oh, no. He was. That's
he's
right.
a scientist. He's the only one of the Wrecking Crew that's actually smart.
He was the one that like made all the plans and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
I forget who else is on the team, but it's kind of intriguing. There's a variant cover by Riley Rossmo that is super impressive. I'm very curious about this book. Invincible Iron Man Volume 2. Why Volume 2? Invincible Iron Man by Brian Michael Bendis and David Marquez. Super pumped.
Yep.
Karnak by Warren Ellis and Gerardo Zaffino. Warren Ellis stepping back into the Marvel Universe. Please, I'm into it.
But my only problem with this is Warren Ellis steps in for six issues and then vanishes.
This is what he always does.
Like, will I care about Karnak after Warren Ellis just gets bored?
Yeah, because he's going to come in, he's going to do six issues that are going to be kick ass, and then that's that.
Yeah. The Mighty Thor continues by the same creative team, Jason Aaron and Russell Dodderman.
Good.
Super duper. Ms. Marvel continues, again, same deal, which is great. Like, I'm glad these books, that they're coming back in the big relaunch, speaks volumes towards their popularity.
Yes.
New Avengers. I wish they'd stop bringing back New Avengers.
Yeah.
Like, they brought... Hickman did New Avengers. That book should have been called The Illuminati.
Yes.
This book is a complete rebranding of New Avengers. It's Al Ewing and Gerardo Sandoval, and it follows Sunspot's team of Avengers that took over AIM.
Oh, my God.
From the pages of Avengers World.
Oh.
And he's renamed AIM.
Avengers Idea Mechanics.
Avengers Idea. Why wouldn't... Just call the book Avengers Idea Mechanics.
Yeah.
What are you scared of?
Call it AIM.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I mean, call it AIM.
Come on. And then under it, Avengers Idea Mechanics. Come on.
I am so excited for this book because I think this is going to be cannonball.
I hope so. I hope so. And I like Al Ewing a lot. He's really good.
I love Al Ewing.
He's really good. Sunspot doesn't get enough play. I love this idea.
I'm glad that the concepts from the side books that tied into Hickman's Avengers are still going to be around.
Yes.
Nova is getting relaunched. New writer Sean Ryan, new artist Corey Smith.
I don't care about Nova anymore.
I don't care about Nova anymore either.
Don't care.
But now it looks like his dad is back. It's a father-son thing, which is fun. I'll at least check it out. Eh. But... It's not my Nova. Old Man Logan is getting his own series. This is Old Man Logan in the Marvel Universe proper. We talked about it on the main show. Is he interesting removed from the context of his own history?
I mean, he's still Wolverine.
He is a version of Wolverine that in his own past murdered all of his friends.
Right.
Who are alive on this world.
And I think that's compelling.
It is compelling.
Yeah.
This is by Jeff Lemire and Andrea Sorrentino.
Love her.
Killer. It's a dude.
Love him.
Killer creative team. Sam Wilson, : Captain America. Just call it Captain America.
No problems there. Captain America is still great. Love Sam as the Falcon as Cap.
I'm saying this. You do not need to differentiate it.
No.
Just call it Captain America.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's by Nick Spencer.
Or do we like in little things of like Sam Wilson is Captain America.
Oh, you know, like Daredevil, the man without fear.
Exactly. Yeah,
sure.
You know,
Nick Spencer's writing. Awesome. I like Nick Spencer.
He's great.
Daniel Acuna on the art.
Fantastic.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Scarlet Witch is getting her own book written by James Robinson. Curious.
Weird.
There's no artist listed. I'm afraid I don't remember who is drawing it, if they even announced it.
Still don't care about that character.
There's a lot more potential there with a creator like Robinson.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm interested in checking it out.
If they can do something interesting, I'm in. I just never cared about the character.
Silk continues, which is great. I just got caught up on Silk. I really enjoy it. It's Robbie Thompson writes it. Stacey Lee does the art. Spider-Gwen, again, continuing. Jason Latour and Robbie Rodriguez. Sorry. And this is a fun little twist, I think. Miles Morales enters the Marvel Universe proper in his own book, just called Spider-Man.
I think it's cool.
I think it's cool,
too. This is where you're going to get like your street-level Spidey stories. That's fun.
Spider-Man, starring Miles Morales, is replacing Peter Parker in the traditional mold, your friendly neighborhood New York Spider-Man.
Yep.
While Amazing Spider-Man does his globe-trotting fun thing. I think it's great.
I think it's going to be fun.
This is by Bendis and Sarah Pacelli, who had been drawing Ultimate Spider-Man but left the book. Now she's back.
There you go. She's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Pacelli's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Great Tumblr follow, by the way.
Spider-Man 2099 continues. That seems weird to me. I feel like that book is not a sales juggernaut.
I mean,
maybe it is.
It's really good.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I mean, I haven't read it past number one.
Peter David's having a lot of fun with that book.
This is Peter David and Will Sliney, same creative team.
Yeah, and Sliney is great. Really talented.
Just announced Spider-Man Deadpool by Joe Kelly and Ed McGuinness.
In.
Yes.
I don't care what they do.
Absolutely. Spider-Woman continues by Dennis Hopeless and Javier Rodriguez. That got brought up earlier.
Yes.
Spidey, written by Robbie Thompson. This is the all ages in continuity Spider-Man story set in the past, featuring a teenage Peter Parker.
We don't know what this is going to be.
Just call it Untold Tales of Spider-Man.
I guess,
because that's what it is.
Right?
That's exactly what it seems like. Squadron Supreme by James Robinson and Leonard Kirk. I am excited.
I'm curious.
So we talked about it. It's the refugees from Dead Universes. DP7 dude is in there.
Yeah.
Hyperion's in there.
Yep.
This is the creative team of the most recent Fantastic Four, which I loved. Star-Lord continues by Sam Humphries. The only artist listed was Dave Johnson, who is doing the cover art, not the interior art.
I wish he was doing all the art. Man.
From what I've read, this is more like a Star-Lord year one. So it's kind of going back to the past and explaining how we got to where he is.
Okay. I'm all right with that.
I enjoy the Star-Lord book.
It's good.
So
we fought it and we both ended up liking it.
Absolutely. Totally Awesome Hulk, which we talked about.
Gotta be Amadeus Cho.
Greg Pak and Frank Cho. Excellent creative team at the very least.
Frank Cho is drawing it. It has to be Amadeus Cho. They're related. Not many people know this. Amadeus Cho, son of Frank Cho.
At the Joe Quesada panel at Comic-Con, they were totally trolling people in attendance by showing a version of Totally Awesome Hulk. But instead of the normal blacked out head, it was obviously Thor.
What?
Like, it was a blacked out head, but it was like wing helmet. Yeah. I mean, he's just messing with
just
people.
Just f***ing around. Okay.
He's got to be messing with people. But yeah, it's just like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Here's something that I wasn't expecting. The Ultimates.
Yeah.
This is not the Ultimates as we know it. This is essentially Mighty Avengers. It's Al Ewing and Kenneth Rocafort, and it's Monica Rambeau. It's the Blue Marvel.
Right.
Black Panther. It's essentially the cast of Mighty Avengers plus a few new faces dealing with cosmic threats, like their first story arc. They're going after Galactus.
Pretty cool. Cosmic Avengers. Kenneth Rocafort seems like a pretty big defection from DC. They had him doing
a
lot. Yeah, right?
Totally agree.
They were really pumping him up.
Yeah. I love Al Ewing. I really enjoyed Mighty Avengers.
Yeah.
So this is a win for me.
I'm down for a Cosmic Avengers book.
Unbeatable Squirrel Girl continues. Of course it does, by the same creative team of Ryan North and Erica Henderson.
It should.
In the new Squirrel Girl, though, she's graduating to the Avengers.
Hey.
Which is neato.
Okay.
They showed the cover of Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, Volume 2, Number 1 at Comic-Con.
Okay.
And it's the whichever team they're launching that has Songbird from the Thunderbolts and Hulkling and Wiccan.
I love Songbird.
I do too. I don't remember what book that is. Oh. Is that Uncanny Avengers? I don't think it is. Uncanny Avengers, though, by Jerry Duggan and Ryan Stegman. Love Ryan Stegman. Love Jerry Duggan. But this looks kind of weird. It's got Brother Voodoo. It's got Rogue. It's got Quicksilver in a terrible new costume.
Yeah, stupid looking.
Very like purple and white. It's gross.
Songbird's in New Avengers.
Oh, are they going to be in the New Avengers book?
Avengers Idea Mechanics.
Boom. There you go.
We aim to help.
I'm into it.
Hey-o. Sunspot, Squirrel Girl, Hawkeye, Songbird, Hulkling, and Wiccan.
Great.
There you go.
Totally great.
No Cannonball.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Uncanny X-Men Returns, because why not? By Cullen Bunn and Greg Land. Seems way more like X-Force to me.
Right.
Because it's Sabretooth, Magneto, Mystique, Psylocke, and they are like Hit Squad.
They're going to be bad guys.
I don't know if I'm into it.
I'm kind of into it. I just love reading about Sabretooth team.
It is good. Yeah. What I read was
it's
like
very X-Factor throwback.
In a weird ironic twist, Sabretooth is the one on the team.
Yep.
That's like, yo, I've got morals.
Yeah. He's still screwed up from the whole
Axis.
Yeah. Axis thing. He might be the only person that's screwed up from the Axis thing.
I don't know. It seems like Tony Stark got cured.
Yeah. They kind of forgot about all that, didn't they? Yeah.
Here's a weird one. Venom Space Knight.
Yeah.
Written by Robbie Thompson with art by Ariel Olivetti.
No idea what to do with this one.
So this is the new cosmic version of Venom. Have you been reading Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
Did you read the origin of Venom, the actual origin of Venom?
No.
Was that recently? There was an issue maybe 6 months ago.
No, couldn't have been. That really?
Just after Original Sin.
Okay.
So yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Where they gave the actual origin, not just of like...
Of the symbiote race and everything.
Of the race of symbiotes.
Right. Like, okay, yes.
We are from a planet... Of like our whole deal is to merge with other cultures and make them better.
Right.
And it's when people separate from our society and get too far away. That's when very bad things happen.
When you turn into toothy monsters.
Venom and Carnage. Right. Yeah. And so they show up at this planet and they say, oh, I see you're all broken. Why don't you come and merge with us?
Right.
Fart. And they fix him. They like fix Venom. And now Flash Thompson is this badass alien like space warrior. And this is going to be a book about that.
Okay.
Calling it Space Knight is a tease and I don't appreciate it.
It is a middle finger to IDW.
It totally is.
Like, oh yeah, eat it.
Right. The Vision gets his own series.
Yeah.
By Tom King and Gabriel Hernandez Walta.
Tom King, all over the place.
Yeah, it's true. Gabriel Hernandez Walta did, I believe, several issues of Magneto. He was the original artist of Magneto, the Colin Bunn Magneto.
Yes.
I like that creative team, and I think it's great that the Vision is going to get some prominence.
I hope it sticks around. I think it's hard to sell a Vision book.
I do, too. And the final book that we know of at the moment is Web Warriors, which is essentially Spider-Verse, the ongoing series.
Bart.
By Mike Costa and David Baldion.
Because too much of a good thing is too much of a good thing.
Right. It's Spider-Gwen, Spider-Ham, Spider-UK.
Yeah, the punk guy.
Aranya, who is, I think, now called Spider-Girl.
Aranya.
And Spider-Man India.
The heart of the spider.
Yeah, it's, I don't care.
I don't give a No, you can't. There's no way you're going to sell that to me.
But I mean, that's a good list of books. And a lot of them have me going, hey, that sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, I think everything sounds like a pretty good time. We're going to try it all out. We're going to read it on the show. We'll let you know if you need to read it or not. But everything here sounds like a fun shakeup. And again, these shakeups, they keep stuff fresh. Stuff, we can't keep it the way it is forever. You just can't. You got to move. You got to shake. You got to do new stuff.
You got to move and shake.
I think it sounds fun.
But absolutely, without a doubt, my number one favorite announcement from all different
Doctor Marvel Strange.
Is Doctor Strange.
But I'm going to go out. I'm going to say it. 85% of this sounds pretty damn interesting to me.
I mean, if you separate out the books that are just new number ones for existing series.
Right.
Yes. I think most of them sound very good.
I think I'm excited. I'm saying Marvel relaunch, reboot, whatever, post Secret War. Thumbs up.
You have my attention.
Yeah. I'm interested. Thank you for all of your calls. Guys, we had no girls. Again, this is turning into a real men's locker room. And it stinks. Come on. Ladies.
I'm sorry. I said I was sorry.
Get in here. Slap us. Shape us up. Come on. We need some lady power. Thanks so much, everybody, for calling in. We're going to have another episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast coming out not this week, but the following week. We're taking a week off. I got to go out of town for a little bit. We just had an exhausting Comic-Con roundup. I hope you guys enjoyed that one. We will have another answer of the week on time. But to do that, we got to have the new question. Yo, Patrick, what is it?
This week's question, in honor of Lando Calrissian getting his own series, who is your favorite comic book scoundrel?
I love it. And they've got to be a scoundrel. Got to be a scoundrel. So bad that they're good, you know?
Well, like a bad guy with a heart of gold.
Yeah. Or like a good guy who's not afraid to, you know, cheat a little bit, pull some strings to win, whatever.
Sure, yeah. Right.
A scoundrel. Can't wait to hear your guys' and girls' favorite scoundrels on the next Answer of the Week. But right now, it is time for Joe Patrick and I to clink our glasses together one last time and tell you this is the Two-Headed Nerd signing off.
Every time we do that, the dogs freak out.
What the f***? Mama?
Alec Baldwin here, and if you don't think these two morons aren't on the Marvel take, you're as f***ed in the head as they are. If you'd like to answer the question of the week, you can leave Joe and Matt a message at 402-819-4894. Send your MP3 answer to twoheadednerd@gmail.com or leave a Skype message for the username twoheadednerd. Share the air and keep your answer under 2 minutes, please. Let me tell you, I hate this job more than Donald Trump's hairpiece. And that's saying something.